You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal on Infowars.com, band.video. Quite a show I have for you planned out today. We're trying to be a little bit more structured here at American Journal. So in the next segment, I'll be doing the daily dispatch that we've started doing, a daily rundown of some of the news, some of the top news of the day. In the second hour, I'll be doing a week in review, which is something I'd like to start doing every Friday as we look back to try to get a bird's eye view and a wide angle perspective on the events of the previous week. So we'll be doing that in the second hour. We also have lots of videos for you, lots of absurdity to go over, some very strange anti-human headlines to get to as well, such as Microsoft patent shows plans to revive dead ones as chatbots. Very troubling stuff. But first, I want to go to this video. This has been making the rounds recently. It's something we like to call predictive programming. It's when the powers that be throw their weight around in places like Hollywood to show fictionalized examples of what will soon come to pass. I'm not even sure which movie this is from, but this scene has been making the rounds recently. It's clearly a high level Hollywood production. Doesn't look too recent, but it lays down fairly simply the method by which an election may be stolen in America and the rationale that will be used to justify it. Just take a look at this and tell me if it doesn't strike you as incredibly familiar. Here's that video.
Fraud. Here it is in the sensible light of day. The people are voting. There is an election. The democratic process is at work. The only sour note, they won't end up with the person that they voted for to be the president of the United States. But we can celebrate the process. The democratic process, which we hold so dear, will have worked efficiently, effectively. Everybody's ultimately going to be satisfied. Unless somebody discloses indiscriminately, willy-nilly, in which case it will appear that democracy's in the shit house, and by tomorrow evening, Delacroix will be non-existent. Now, was that your motive?
No.
America votes. A leader is chosen. But one thing could disturb this beatific vision.
I just want to be truthful.
Perception of legitimacy is more important than legitimacy itself. That's the greater truth. Don't fuck with our democracy. Don't undermine our way of life. You want to know what's the heart and soul of every American? They believe their vote counts. And now you want to tell them that's not true?
But the results of the election will be wrong. One candidate will win because of computer error.
He will?
Yes.
How do we know that?
I'm telling you.
Based on what? Guessing. Listen, this is your project, Eleanor. If you want to tinker with it for future elections, it's not only your prerogative, I encourage you. The Delacroix voting system is your baby. You're a perfectionist. Bless your heart. I support you 100%. You want to make it more perfect. But do it alone and with an eye to the future, because it is the future that interests us. Now is the past. As I understand it, there's no problem.
Isn't that incredible? I particularly love the line when he says, don't F with democracy, don't undermine our confidence in our system. This is the exact process that we're now going through. They cheat in the election. They rig the votes. The evidence is overabundant. And they say, no, questioning it, pointing out the evidence, daring to view with your own eyes and declaim the fraud that you see, that's the threat to democracy. That's the dangerous part. That's the dangerous thing. You let us control it. You let us feed the illusion and carry on undermining the very basis of our democratic system, our Republican system. That's what's good for the country. Really incredible stuff, folks. We'll be taking your phone calls. We'll give out the number and discussing all of this and more on today's program of American Journal. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. It's Friday, It's the 22nd of January, 2021. We're putting out fires behind the scenes. Things are going haywire, as they always do when we try to do a live show with the latest breaking news. So I want to take a quick moment to thank the crew of American Journal and thank you, the info warriors out there who help us keep this crew on task. It's really overwhelming, the amount of work that every single one of us is engaged in every single day. Not just myself, but everybody behind the scenes who doesn't get to sit up here under the lights and absorb all of the glory, what little there is to go around. But they really make this entire program possible. And it's just, to imagine trying to do this by myself is really unimaginable, from just the thumbnails to the editing of the segments to the descriptions that get written to being posted to being spread about on social media. It's really it's more than a one-man job. It's more than a four-man job. We could use more crew members, because the ones that we have are stretched thin as it is, but they do a fantastic job. And it's all thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and making a purchase. It helps keep this dream alive. And, it really is, so humbling and incredible that we're able to do this. And, you know, together we are greater than the sum of our parts. We're all trying to do our own thing independently. It's like a bunch of little rowboats all twirling about out there on the lake. Instead, what we are is a well-oiled and well-functioning warship steaming across the ocean towards the enemy lines. And it's all made possible by InfoWarsStore.com and you out there. Now, this program, as you may know, is our call-in program. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. It's Friday, which means open line Friday, casual Friday here at American Journal. Call in, no restrictions, any topic you'd like to cover, any opinion you may have. And really what American Journal is starting to become is sort of a hub of this human intelligence network. It's a place where people can do their own research and then call in and share that with everybody else, give people ideas of where to go, what to look for. Then you go in your own time, do your own research, and report back to us what you found. And in this way, we sort of serve as a central hub of this human intelligence network and maximize our ability to disseminate information and counter the lies of the mainstream media. And it's been incredibly fun watching it evolve in just the few weeks that we've done this program. So I thank everybody for calling in. I see the phone lines already filling up. The number again to dial, 1-877-789-2539. And with that, I'd like to get to our daily dispatch for Friday, January 22nd, 2020. Top story of the day, of course, National Guard forced to evacuate Capitol after alleged mask complaint. The National Guard, which has spent its time sleeping on makeshift cots or on the marble floor of the U.S. Capitol, has now been forced to evacuate that area and go sleep in the freezing cold of parking garages. And what has been discovered is that this came about because Representative Will Keating reported to the Capitol Building authorities earlier in the day that a National Guardsman was seen in a Dunkin' Donuts without a mask on. And for that gross violation of eating donuts without your muzzle on, the entirety of the National Guard was forced to sleep in the freezing cold of a parking garage. Spokesperson for Trump said that he is not so happy about this, called it a total violation and a total betrayal of these people who were there ostensibly to keep politicians safe. Not a big surprise the politicians don't return that courtesy. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden. She says today, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden for his corrupt actions involving his quid pro quo in Ukraine and his abuse of power by allowing his son, Hunter Biden, to siphon off cash from America's greatest enemies, Russia and China. She says, quote, President Joe Biden is unfit to hold the office of presidency. His pattern of abuse of power as President Obama's vice president is lengthy and disturbing. President Biden has demonstrated he will do whatever it takes to bail out his son, Hunter, and line his family pockets with cash from corrupt foreign energy companies. Now, when this was first announced, I sort of brushed it off to the side and thought, you know, I don't want to deal with another 4 years of impeachment nonsense, but this isn't nonsense. This is factually based. This is far more legitimate of a concern than anything that has been ever leveraged at Donald Trump. So I'm very excited to see a thorough investigation by the Senate and their various organs, their various authorities, into the deep, dark recesses of the Joe Biden crime family. This just in from MSNBC. House Oversight Committee Chair Maloney asked FBI Director Wray to investigate Parler's involvement in the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol. This is the ongoing attack against alternative big tech companies, alternative tech companies, alternative social media. Now, despite the fact that we know for certain most of the organization of that event was done on Twitter and Facebook, they are not the ones being targeted. They are not the ones being investigated. It would make sense if they were, if this was the type of thing you were interested in, but it's not. What they're interested in is using the cover of what happened on January 6th in order to give them justification to destroy alternatives to the well-controlled mainstream media. Just how well-controlled? Well, here's the next headline. Twitter refuses to remove, or refused rather, to remove child porn because it didn't violate policies. Twitter refused to take down widely shared pornographic images and videos of teenage sex trafficking victims because an investigation, quote, didn't find violation of the company's policies, a scathing lawsuit alleges. The federal suit filed Wednesday by the victim and his mother in the Northern District of California alleges Twitter made money off the clips, which showed a 13-year-old engaged in sex acts and are a form of child sexual abuse material or child porn, the suit states. Essentially, the teen contacted Twitter, provided proof of his age, proof that it was him, and said, please take this down. And Twitter said, sorry, we don't find any violation of our policies. Now, if that child, you know, instead of being engaged in child pornography, perhaps it advocated the closure of the border, then they would kick it off. Then it's a violation of the policies. Need I say more? War in the Middle East seems to be on the horizon, mere 2 days after the inauguration of Joe Biden and the ousting of the only president in the last several decades to not get into a new war. Yes, the war drums are drumming. U.S. military convoy enters northeast Syria. That's the report. A convoy of 40 trucks and armored vehicles have entered Syria from Iraq. This comes on the heels of a Baghdad bombing that ISIS has claimed responsibility for, deadly suicide attacks, two of them in Baghdad. You also have Iran's leader vowing revenge and posting an image resembling Trump. Folks, war in the Middle East is the keystone to the plans of the globalists. They are desperate to get back into a ground war, a large-scale invasion of the Middle East. Do not be surprised if President Donald Trump ends up assassinated and the blame is laid at the feet of Iran in order to get all of those people, all of those Trump supporters who for 4 years celebrated the lack of war, who demanded that Trump stay out of conflicts in the quagmire in the Middle East. Well, they might change their tune if they think that Iran is responsible for killing one of the greatest Americans in the history of our country, Donald Trump. So be prepared for that. It will be a psyop. It will either be allowed to happen or it will be an assassination from something like the Mossad organization, then blamed on Iran to justify the war with the Persian people, who I personally have no problem with and want to see live their lives free and clear and not with bombs from Raytheon and others falling on their houses. From Disclose.tv, Facebook is referring its decision to indefinitely suspend former U.S. President Donald Trump's access to his Facebook and Instagram accounts to the Independent Oversight Board. Now, this is something we here at InfoWars have reported on for a while. It's an effort by Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and others to create what would essentially become an alternative, privately controlled Supreme Court that will oversee decisions made by big tech and give them justification and cover for their tyrannical practices. So this, it seems, is the official rollout. It's been a couple years that they've been hinting at this, saying we're going to have an independent oversight board. It'll be different than all of our companies, but it will provide justification for all of our company's actions. Justin Thomas to undergo training after homophobic slurs. Yes, folks, the re-education camps have begun. That's your Daily Dispatch.
How you doing, Alex? Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm trying to find a message that somebody sent me. I get a lot of mail about topics that we cover, things that we've done. And there was somebody that sent me something yesterday that I wanted to address, and I'll keep looking for it and try to find it. I've received more, people talking about the segment that we did yesterday than just about anything else. It was the segment about white genocide. Of course, I covered the claims of genocide in China with the Uyghur Muslims and compared and contrasted the outrage at that over the ongoing replacement grand, you know, great replacement strategy of the EU, specifically having to do with Ireland. And honestly, it's pathetic. It's almost pathetic where it's like what I said wasn't outrageous. What I said wasn't something that only I think about or only I'm capable of noticing. I simply read what the New York Times and what NPR said in decrying the genocide of the Uyghur Muslims in China. And I said, everything they're saying is wrong with what's happening in the Uyghurs is happening to a greater extent to Europeans in their home countries. And it's like just that simple statement, that simple observation brings forth just this overwhelming, like, thank you so much for covering that. Like, it's like these people are just helpless. Like, they're just crying out for just a single voice to be like, hey, maybe we shouldn't kill this race of people. And so it's like pathetic that we're the only ones doing that. It's pathetic that it's such a unique and monumental thing for someone to point out, hey, white people don't deserve to be destroyed. It's really shocking, and incredible and kind of heart-wrenching. I guess heart-wrenching is the better word, not pathetic. It's heart-wrenching because it really makes you realize that there's millions of people out there that are just desperate for some semblance of fair treatment with their people versus how others are treated. And so I've really appreciated a lot of people. I'm telling you, I've gotten more response from that one little segment than anything else I've ever done because, people are so desperate for a voice just not crying out for their destruction. And it really just gives you an insight into where the, not just mainstream media, but the alternative media is as well, that they're afraid to touch this subject, even though it's so basic and so obvious and so apparent. So I want to thank everybody for reaching out, and I hope that, I hope I've given you some hope that you're not the only one looking around going, now wait, we're mad that the, you know, this is being done to the Uyghur Muslims by China, but we're not going to mention it when it's white people. I mean, it's just insane. I also got a message from my parents, and, my dad was like, yeah, your mom says InfoWars is the only one that got this right. So they watched some Q stuff and some other stuff. And it's like, wow, everybody's wrong except for InfoWars. Mainstream media, the alternative media, the very alternative media, the Q people and all this sort of stuff. It's like everybody else is wrong. And yet InfoWars is right. How does that happen? It's like, well, because we don't play the games. We don't look at these little hints and then extrapolate them out to some big, you know, conspiracy that we think is going to happen. We say for certain this is going to be the case. And then 2 days later, it's like, oh, that wasn't the case, but I never meant it was. I meant it will be further down the line. I mean, it really is. I was listening to one of them because I want to hear what other people are saying. And I was listening to a report and it was just, it really was pathetic. This is the right word to use pathetic for. It's pathetic to hear people like, no, Biden, this was all part of the plan. Biden had to be inaugurated into office. Now the crime is complete and now the coup can take place. It's like, okay, what about all of the executive orders he's issued? Were those a part of the plan? What about the fact that the military is now purging its ranks of conservatives, that John Brennan is saying the intelligence agencies are focusing in laser-like fashion to eliminate dissent from the American people, casting the likes of libertarians in the cast of domestic terrorists? Is that part of the plan? It's pathetic. Wake up. There is no plan. Patriots are not in control. Scumbags like this, John Brennan, are the ones in control and the ones still wielding power. And it's not some sort of secret insight we have. We simply read the mainstream news and we dissect it. We point out the lies. We read the alternative news and we look for confirmed statements. We look for, I mean, it's not like, you don't need an inside source to understand that the Parler lawsuit against Amazon was thrown out by a judge on illegitimate basis. You don't need an inside source to tell you that the National Guard is being abused by the people that they're supposed to protect. All you need is insight. You need the vision. And as long as you have the vision, you can read the mainstream news and come to these conclusions and realize what the truth is. You just have to use your own brain and have to think about it. And we have to use the human intelligence network that we build here through InfoWarriors out there. So don't be surprised that InfoWars is the only one that gets it right over and over and over again. It's the strategy that we use that guarantees our success. With that, I want to go out to the phone calls. Warren in New Hampshire has a comment about the election. Thanks for calling in, Warren. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Good morning.
Good morning.
What I wanted to talk about is something that I never hear talked about. Now, I hear all the reasons, pro and con, why we lost the election. But that's because, and I've listened to Alex for over 20 years. So what I'm, after doing all the research and things like that, I noticed one thing is never mentioned. I never taught on the Al Stern show about the money supply. In the last 4 years, we had Trump in office. Alex has given out tons of information. We lost ground. That's because we do not control the issuance of currency and credits.
Right.
We let our enemy control it. Thereby, they take over everything, basically stealthily, until they get to this point where they control everything. If we want to start to take this country back, we have to take back our money supply, period. End of story. Otherwise, it's never going to get done. All these listeners are going to be led around like a dog chasing its tail. What we call our congressman, we do this, we do that, but nothing gets worse. And that's what's going to happen. And I believe right now, our shows will stay on the show. We'll stay. We'll have a show because the New World Order is going to use him as long as he stays away from the money supply. But listen now, his listeners are going to go, we've done everything Alex says, it only gets worse.
Well, I completely agree with you on the fact that the Federal Reserve and the money supply is the head of the snake. I disagree with you that we don't talk about it because I've said that exact statement at least three times this week. The Federal Reserve is the head of the snake. The money supply is the tool that they use to enslave us. It's inflation. It's all this. I mean, read In the Fed by Ron Paul. And it was InfoWars that first woke me up to that and introduced me to Ron Paul. And it's through that understanding that you do get to the access point in the head of the snake. It's the Fed.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
This just in from the Spectator Index on Twitter. Breaking: Twitter account belonging to Iran's supreme leader seems to have been suspended. It appears as though Iran's supreme leader has been suspended on Twitter. So the Twitter censorship continues. Do you feel safer, folks? Do you feel safer not hearing the words of your enemies? I don't. I never have. And this is what has always struck me as odd. When you silence somebody, you don't prove them wrong. You don't do away with their concerns. You drive them into the shadows. It's like, also as well, Andy Ngo reports that many of the more prominent Antifa organizations have been suspended on Twitter as well. And again, it's the type of thing where it's like, first of all, it's pretty obvious that the powers that be were fine with Antifa burning down cities, organizing violence on their platforms when it benefited them, when they needed it for the election. As soon as the election was over, as soon as Joe Biden gets into office, away with you puppets. You have served your purpose and now you will be cast aside. That should open your eyes, Antifa. You are useful idiots to the people you claim to fight against. Totally obvious. But at the same time, while I don't think Antifa is going to be harmed by this, I don't think it's going to be that much more difficult for them to organize. They're still going to be communicating. They're still going to be organizing things. Now they'll just do it in private. They'll do it behind closed doors. They'll do it in private Discord groups. They'll do it in places where we can't monitor it and know what's going on. So I don't feel safer because of that. I'm not happy that our enemies are silenced. I want to hear the threats to me. Sunlight is the only disinfectant that works in these situations. Really, the number of stories about big tech censorship today is truly overwhelming. Facebook referring its decision to indefinitely suspend former U.S. President Donald Trump's access to his Facebook and Instagram accounts to the Independent Oversight Board. Twitter refusing to remove child pornography because it didn't violate their policies. Parler attempting to sue Amazon for its clear monopolization of the internet itself in coordination with Apple, Google, Twitter. And of course, Jack Dorsey, Twitter CEO, tweeted out a celebratory image of Signal being the number one downloaded app on the Google Play Store because Parler, which had been number one, got removed by Google Play. And he and Jack Dorsey tweets out basically the celebration of this. So to act like these people are not working in concert, are not benefiting each other, are not working as a singular force to monopolize the digital space, it's pretty outrageous, pretty ridiculous. Clearly they are. Clearly it's not a coincidence that all these things happen at once, but a judge has shot down that Parler lawsuit that sought to prevent them from doing that. But the most amazing one to me is that the House Oversight Committee Chair Maloney asked the FBI Director Christopher Wray to investigate Parler's involvement in the January 6th riots, despite the fact that we know for certain that it was Twitter and Facebook where the event was organized. So again, this is the merging. This is the great coming together of the corporatocracy and the authoritarian government working hand in hand to actually establish a secondary, unelected government with the Oversight Committee, which will serve as sort of a Supreme Court that will attempt to give some sort of facsimile of legitimacy to the decisions being made by these big tech companies and provide them legal cover where they can say, it wasn't us, it was the Independent Oversight Committee that we staff and that we decide who goes on there and that make decisions that benefit us exclusively. It's a big joke, except it's not a joke because it's literally the establishment of a shadow government of private corporations, the biggest in the world, that still to this day benefit from and lobby to continue using slave labor in China. That's what's happening. So the merger is taking place. It is nearly complete with the government working hand in hand to shut down any alternatives that may crop up using not just the likes of Amazon shutting down the AWS servers for Parler, but now enlisting the FBI and intelligence agencies in shutting down that alternative platform. It's horrifying if you're paying attention. Let's go now to Gus in Florida. Thanks for calling in, Gus. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Great job with the show. Love it. New format. It's awesome. All our fellow info warriors out there, support the war. Go to the store, buy a shirt, buy something. I just loaded up this week. But I want to talk
support
about
support the war. Go to the shore. Go to the store. I like that. Support the war. Go to the store. That's exactly what it is. It's catchy, sir.
We got to. Yeah,
absolutely.
We got to, man, because you guys are feeding us the raw information.
Thank you, sir.
Now, when it comes to the math, everybody needs to have some hope. Consistently through Trump's whole run, he had 41% support. Now, if you look at the country is about 48% Republican, 48% Democrat. If 41% of Trump's support can be assumed to be almost all Republican, that means that we own over 80% of the Republican Party. Okay?
Yeah.
Our first goal for these next 2 years needs to be the primarying of every scumbag Republican that shoved a knife in Trump's back. We need to get him gone. The second part of what we need to continue to do is Trump brought almost 10% more of the black vote over to our side. Without that black vote, the Democrats are dead. The steal that they did was just a play on the Electoral College. That doesn't work in local elections, in House elections. They don't use the Electoral College, okay? So we need to put our people in. We need to keep that black vote. We own the House. We'll own the Senate. That's our focus. Biden will be stopped in his tracks in 2 years. Okay?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. The gains that we saw basically in every minority group gained under Trump. I mean, not only did they gain with their fiscal standing or their, you know, private ownership, their just representation, anything like that, but the right percentage of minorities that voted for President Trump increased over his 4 years, increased between 2016 and 2020 by a massive amount. And for sure, that was a big inspiration for the Democrats to have to cheat because they know that if they allowed that to continue, they would be lost forever. And why do you think They're also now trying to legitimize 11 million plus. I think it'll be more like 20 or 30 million.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why. And look, I'm Hispanic and I'm the child of an illegal immigrant. Okay. Who that illegal immigrant became legal and he voted for Trump, by the way, y'all. Okay. But that's exactly the reason they're bringing in 11 million to hurry up and get them to vote, because they can't count on the black vote no more. Okay. Mm. But finally, I just want to say one more thing. We need to stop running people and electing people that are snobs, not just rich snobs, they're education snobs, they're intellectual snobs. I want to see blue collar workers run. I want to see fighters run. You know, I initially supported Rand Paul, okay? And then when he dropped out in 2016, I turned to Trump because he was the only one that would say exactly that was on his mind.
Same here. Yeah.
Real people with a tongue that just lashes at everything and speaks truth. Okay, so we need real people, y'all. Stop sticking in Harvard degrees and lawyers and this and that and old politicians. We need to be singularly focused and take these people out in 2 years. And it's ours. The math is on our side, y'all.
100%, Gus, 100%. It's about primarying, not starting our own party, not fracturing the Republicans into two, fighting camps, but taking over the GOP, making the Republican Party what it should be, a party for the people, a party for the middle class, a party for everybody, no matter your race, color, or your creed, that doesn't want to depend on the government, that doesn't want a bunch of snitches running things, that doesn't want a bunch of authoritarian jackasses telling you what you can and can't do, what you can and cannot wear, where you can and cannot go. Screw them. We need an American Republican Party that stands for the people, and we will win. We will sweep it. And it begins right now with primarying the scumbags that stuck a knife in Trump's back.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well. To protect themselves and to be healthy, you need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, and without your prayer, and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Come cheer up, my lads, 'tis to glory we steer, to add something more to this wonderful year. To honor we call you, not press you like slaves, for who are so free as the sons of the waves?
Heart of oak are our ships, heart of oak are our men, we always are ready. Steady, boys, steady.
They let me pick music for the show, and now I just want to sit here and listen to the music.
Again. We ne'er see our foes, but we wish them to stay. They never
great
see
stuff.
Us.
I'm glad people are getting into sea shanties now. I've been on this wave for a long time. Welcome. Join us. Sing with us.
If they won't fight us, we cannot do more.
All right, folks. Let me say something really quickly, because that last caller, Gus, was making such good points, and he said he was Hispanic. We get a lot of callers with accents on this show. We get a lot of callers from all sorts of walks of life, immigrants themselves, who understand that what's going on is not about love of diversity for diversity's sake. It's not about the love of people who are in trouble and just need a helping hand. It's about taking advantage of those people. It's about taking advantage of the people that are down on their luck and saying, hey, just come on into America. We'll give you everything you want and don't worry about it. And yeah, we seem like we're being very nice, but really what we're doing is undermining the American system. We're destroying American livelihoods, and we're using you as a tool and taking advantage of your down and out status in order to uplift ourselves and gain power for ourselves. And it's one of the things that has made InfoWars so great. It's one of the reasons that we're around for so long. It's one of the reasons that, you know, when my wife is asked by her friends, what does your husband do? She says he works for InfoWars. She doesn't have to hide it. She doesn't have to be embarrassed about it, because despite everything that they say, they may call us white supremacists. They may call us all sorts of horrible names. At the end of the day, we are telling the truth for all humankind. You think we hate groups of people because of their skin color? That's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's honestly, it's a personal insult. I see it as a disparagement on my character when people claim that things I'm saying are for some sort of racist cause. I grew up in Houston, Texas, the most diverse city in America. Probably 90% of my friends are not white. That's just how it is. Some of my best friends are from Lebanon. Some of my best friends are Hispanic, Mexican parents. I grew up, hanging out in Mexican households. Like, I unironically and without ulterior motives actually really appreciate diversity. I appreciate going to middle schools and high schools where I was a minority and I got to experience life sitting next to, I mean, there's so many classes where I was literally the only white guy in the entire class. I didn't hate it. I wasn't angry at it, but it gave me a perspective that I think a lot of people, especially a lot of liberals that grew up in white neighborhoods, that grew up in white states, that went to white schools, that were only around white people all the time, and then are like, you hate black people. It's like, you've never even been around black people, so shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't hung out in the neighborhoods I've hung out in. You haven't gone to the schools I've gone to. You don't know what you're talking about. I do. And I love those people. I love everybody. I love white people. I love Hispanic people. I love Asian people, black people. I love everyone. And I think, I hope that gets across to everyone. And I also hope that in some way, it allows me to, without reservation, say, hey, it's wrong what's happening to white people. It's wrong what's being done to Americans. It's wrong how the, you know, corrupt status of the government of Mexico is being used to create more strife and give more power to the cartels and inspire more, you know, fleeing from that country. So the brain drain just goes straight to America. Like, it's not good. It's not good. And I don't have some sort of ulterior motive or some sort of racist, inspiration that I have to conceal in order to talk about this stuff. I just tell you the truth. I tell you what I'm really thinking, and I hope that comes across. And just quickly, I want to relate a story. When I went to Mexico, I actually went, it was before I worked at InfoWars, and I went with Ben Swan, great American, became famous because of his reality check segments, where he really blew up in 2012 when he exposed what was happening with Ron Paul and the deception that was used to keep him out of, contention for the U.S. presidency. And I was lucky enough to work with him, and I worked with his wife, Jasmine, and, we actually worked with a producer for Vice down there. Anyway, we went to a bar one night after we were done filming, and it was an incredible experience. It was right at this, you know, big circle. This big statue was, and there's a nice bar, and we went in, and it was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And for a while, I thought the whole bar had been rented out by a party. I thought all these people know each other, the way they're acting with each other, the way they're, interacting, the way they have no reservation. I mean, it wasn't a karaoke bar, but like just people from, you know, that were sitting, you know, at the bar would just get up and start singing with the band, and the band leader would step down and give them the mic, and they were singing, no reservation, no embarrassment. And I was like, no way, these people don't know each other. They're just all Mexicans. This is just what a real country looks like, a real nation looks like. And it was weird because in America, we don't have that. We're all fractionalized. We all sit by ourselves and we don't know them, so we're not going to talk to them. And there was just a spirit of togetherness and unity that was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And it made me jealous. I'm not going to lie. It made me like jealous of what the Mexicans have in Mexico. But at the same time, I can't possibly imagine the mindset that experienced that. I mean, it was like conga lines, like literally everybody in the restaurant got up and was doing a conga line at one point. Every single person, there wasn't a chair occupied in the entire thing because every single person got up and was doing a conga line. Has that ever happened in an American restaurant? Have you ever experienced that where every single person in the restaurant all gets up and dances together at once? It was beautiful and it was amazing. And I felt like an outsider. I felt like I was intruding on them. I felt like a sore thumb sticking out because here we are, this table of white guys from America sitting in this Mexican bar, sort of intruding on their, in their place. And I thought, you know, this is great. And I love that they have this. And I can't imagine the mindset that would go there and see the togetherness that they had and see the unity that they had and go, I want to destroy this. Why aren't they treating me like I'm one of them? It's like, well, I'm not one of them. It's fine. I can enjoy it. I can appreciate it. I can go there and join it and, you know, in some way feel what it's like to be a part of this, but I'm not a part of it. And I don't want to destroy what they have out of my jealousy. I want to have that in our own lands. I want to have that togetherness, have that forthrightness, have whatever it was that I experienced, whatever the spirit was that I was privy to for that one night. It was a beautiful thing. And to me, it just sort of, you know, solidified this idea of like, how evil would you have to be to go see that and go, I want to destroy it. There's too many Mexicans here. Why is there more diversity? We need more diversity in this bar. Why aren't they treating me the same as they treat each other? It's like, no, that was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I felt bad kind of intruding on it, but I appreciated that they let me and I thanked them for it. And I was jealous of it, but I didn't want to destroy it. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is just kind of a random tangent, but to me, it goes to the consistency of the beliefs that I have, where it's like, I don't harbor hatred for them for having a nice place that's their own. What type of sick person would want to take that away from them? It's really messed up. So anyway, it's just a long-winded way of saying that I am so glad that we have such a legitimately diverse set of people that all recognize that human freedom is at stake. Human liberty is the prize that we're trying to win here with our with the war that we're engaged in, and that everybody of any race, color, and creed will benefit and can only really exist in the system that we're trying to bring about, the system of American liberty, the system of do what you want as long as it doesn't interfere with other people, and don't try to impose yourself on other people and destroy what they have because it's not yours. You go make your own thing. That's the beauty of America. That's what's wonderful about America. And so I don't know. I guess this is just inspired by the fact that we do get so many callers like Gus, who's Hispanic. I mean, probably half of our callers are Hispanic, honestly. And a lot of them have like noticeable accents. And it's a great thing. And it's like, I want those people. I want the people here that I mean, some of my friend from Lebanon is more American than 90% of my friends that are white as the driven snow, right? People that are white, like, they like hate white people. They're like, ugh, we went to Seattle and it was so white. It's like, you're white, you weirdo. What's going on here? Meanwhile, like, my friends from Lebanon and my friends from Mexico are like, we have to save America, man. America's going down the drains. Like, they don't know what's coming. And it's like, what is going on here? Well, what's going on is that it's not about race. It's not about ethnicity. It's not even really about religion or anything like that. It's about that simple human understanding of what is good, what is free, what liberty brings and the blessings that it involves. So, anyway, if you want to support a program that will call out white genocide but isn't racist, Infowars.com is pretty much your damn near only option at this point. Because on one side, you've got people who hate white people and uphold everybody else. And on the other side, you got actual white supremacists, and we're here in the middle just trying to love everyone.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations downplay that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level. And now they're coming with dog collars. And they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word to fight back. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. I've been rambling for a while, so let's go out to the phone call, shall we? Sean in Ohio wants to talk about QAnon, the PSYOP. Thanks for calling in, Sean. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, American Journal. And I just want to say, like, God bless you, InfoWars, Alex Jones, your whole network. I've literally been following Alex Jones for almost 10 years, longtime listener, first-time caller. And, you know, I'm a patriot, and I do want to touch on QAnon because I feel like somebody owes me an apology as I've spent a good portion of 3 years running around like a chicken with my head cut off telling everybody that Trump's backed by the NSA and the likes of Epstein and Clinton's and the pedophile Pizzagate. upper echelon that run the world are all going to be arrested, even right up to the election. And on January 6th, when almost a million people or however many were there that they weren't being shown on CNN went to the Capitol to protest, it was like the proudest day of my life. I was like, wow, this really happened. Like, I was right. You know, I'm not some crazy conspiracy nut. Then they flipped the whole narrative, and everyone who supports Trump and supports freedom of speech is now a terrorist, right? And then Trump, he gets on there and capitulates to the left, saying he's condemning all the protesters and all the fake Antifa dressed as Trump supporters or whatever, but condemning all those. Now we're all being attacked. He's out of office, and I'm sitting here. I done told my whole family. I done called my kid, my 15-year-old. I'm sending them money. I got backpacks full of flashlights, and I'm just waiting for the blackouts to happen like in Pakistan, because QAnon's been telling me for 3 years that all these people are about to be arrested. Where are all the arrests, QAnon? They said the barbed wire that was on the inside and Clinton. They had Bushes there, the Clintons, the Obamas. I mean, you probably had everybody a part of the CFR was there. You could have arrested everybody. I mean, the Pope, he's probably not have been arrested. I'm sure the Pope kicking it with some 12-year-old right now. Like, this is ridiculous, and I don't know how to feel this morning. And then, so I go back to, because I want to say this. I do want to say this. Throughout Trump's presidency, we've seen human trafficking rings get broken up. We've seen Trump go to the UN and tell everybody at the UN we're a sovereign nation. We've seen him pull out of the China deals. We've seen Trump make real moves that are in alliance with, like, being against the globalists. Like, he went to North Korea. No president for 50 years has gone to North Korea. But North Korea don't mess with the globalists, and they don't like them. But so there's a commonality there. Like, that's why I believed it. Right. Like, I'm college educated. I didn't just wake up. And I'm also a musician. Like, I've sacrificed parts of my career and my fan base, my friends and my family. I've been ridiculed as I stand here and say, no, these people are going to go down. And, like, where is it? Where are the arrests? And I totally feel cheated. David Icke really made a good point. Why didn't he pardon Julian Assange? Why didn't he pardon Edward Snowden? You pardoned Kodak Black? You know what I'm saying? But you didn't pardon Julian Assange? And you just left office? And now, and I want to say, why are they censoring the QAnon? That's what did it for me. I'm watching Praying Medic X22, and all of a sudden they ban them all from Google, from YouTube, just like they did Alec.
Right.
And it like legitimized them to me. I was like, see, it has to be real because they're censoring QAnon. And there they are at the town presidential debate telling President Trump, won't you go against QAnon? Won't you, you know, and he's like denying it, but they're putting it in your head, QAnon, QAnon. Why is the main, and Alec said it right. Why would they ever do that? Why would they talk about the occult and all their secrets and everything that's going on? That's not even their style. And so I'm so confused, Harrison. I don't know what to believe. I'm a patriot, and I don't know. Maybe it's better that Trump's polarizing figure is away from the movement, because the movement existed. I mean, let's be honest. Alex Jones was blackballed for years before you ever heard of QAnon or Trump, and now all these people are jumping on the bandwagon. Take your energy and put it into InfoWars. Take your energy and your patriotism and put it into American Journal, and go to the stores and buy the supplements and support the movement. Don't just stop with QAnon and Trump, man. We don't know what it is, but I'm going to take my hurt and my pain, and I'm going to put it into my passion for my country. And your previous caller is more optimistic than me. I don't know about voting. I'm not very confident in the whole voting system. I don't know what.
All right, we're about to go to break, Sean. I'm so glad that you called in, though, because we've received a lot of calls about QAnon, but not somebody who themselves sort of was going along with it and is now sort of had the rug pulled out from under him. So stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back to you in the next segment.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion,
at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, the second hour has begun, and we have on the line one of the best callers we've ever had to this program, and I'm so happy you called in, Sean. Sean from Ohio, talking about QAnon. I wrote down a couple notes here. You mentioned the censoring of QAnon, which I agree. That was like one of the first times that I actually questioned whether QAnon might be legit when they came out, because Twitter for a long time would shadow ban people and give no statements. They would not tell you why. They would make up an excuse maybe. They kicked Alex Jones off because he bullied Oliver Darcy, like sort of like nonsense like that. But when they banned the QAnon followers, they put out a statement. They said, we are banning QAnon followers. And that was sort of the first instance where I was like, now hold on. Maybe there's something to Q if they're going to ban him like this. But maybe that was all part of the psyop. But I'm just so glad you called in. I want to maybe try to like just game plan this with you. Now, you said you were an info warrior from way back, so you weren't sort of introduced to the idea of secret societies, the idea of things going on behind the scenes. You weren't introduced to that through QAnon. You were already somewhat aware, and you saw through your own research how things that QAnon was saying was actually lining up with reality. Things like what was happening in North Korea, Trump's really maverick moves where he was pulling out of the TPP, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, stuff that QAnon said that he would do, and then it turned out he did do. So there's definitely, I mean, you know, every good psyop has to have sort of a basis on of truth on which to operate. And then they take that and sort of manipulate it away. So obviously you're frustrated. You've maybe, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you feel like kind of foolish because you've gone around telling people this is it. This is for sure. I have the answers. And then it comes out it's not true. But you shouldn't feel foolish, honestly. You shouldn't, because it's a very sophisticated operation that went on. It was very, very, very well done to give you just enough truth without actually exposing all of it. So I kind of just want to – oh, Sean left. All right. Sean, if you're still listening, give us a call back in, my friend, Sean from Ohio. We'll leave a phone line open for you, and we'll try to get to you, because I really want to hear more about what the experience has been like for followers of QAnon who have had the rug pulled out from underneath them. And this is why I said – beginning of this week, and as soon as, you know, the 7th happened, we want to extend an olive branch to the QAnon followers and say, look, it's not your fault, man. You were fooled. You were fooled by a very sophisticated psychological operation that targeted you specifically because you are the dangerous ones. You are the ones who were have your minds open and are willing to understand and believe and look into the corruption that we see, you know, boiling underneath the surface. It's a very important thing that you guys were involved in, which is trying to get to the truth. Even if that attempt was diverted, that good emphasis, that good idea was betrayed at the end of the day. Okay, Sean, is this Sean in Ohio? Are you back on, Sean?
Yes, this certainly is. And I apologize for the call dropping. So yeah, I just want to say that I was first introduced to the idea of the Council on Foreign Relations as much as 15 years ago. And like any other sane person, as this theories and conspiracy was thrown at me, I was like, whoa, what do you mean the whole world's ran by some echelon 1%? So then this led to further study. So now along come Alex Jones. I was first exposed to him probably when I seen the Bohemian Grove documentary, which I doubt is even on YouTube anymore. A lot of people coming up. Some of the best information that Alex Jones ever made his career on, you can't even go find it on YouTube anymore. You know, dare I even say the word Sandy Hook on the show and stuff like that. And people think, oh, Alex Jones was sued for saying Sandy Hook didn't happen when it did. That's not even true, man. The lawsuit was about an address being exposed to one of the alleged victims. And I don't even think the United States government could prove in a court of law that Sandy Hook happened because, you know, me personally, not speaking for Alex and the network, I don't think it happened. So, yeah, I was long before QAnon was ever a thing. I was already woke to the occult. So, like, as other people that didn't used to bite on the conspiracy stuff and they weren't really interested in, you know, some of the occult and what's going on. And I understand it's a lot to take in. It's a lot when you're talking about, you know, sacrificing some of the Pizzagate, human trafficking, the things you see on Hostel and movies like Taken. We think that's just Hollywood. We don't realize that Hollywood's putting that in all the movies for a reason. And so then I start seeing people following Q and they're getting on board with it. And I did see things that were aligned with, wow, maybe this is legit. the censorship was won, but as Alex talks about how it's a psyop, that makes sense. It was reverse psychology. All they had to do was take anybody that was on YouTube talking about QAnon, remove all that, and instantly we're all going, oh, that must be legit. You know what I mean? And I think today it's like, it's a very hard pill to swallow. That's why I said I'm still confused. Like, here I am on this show. I'm still reluctant to be like, QAnon lied to me. I don't want
right.
to believe that.
Right,
like,
right, right.
I
yes,
would
yeah.
much
and that's,
rather.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the and that's one of the psychological, like, leverage points that they use. They know that that, I mean, this is how cults work a lot of times is, they know that, you know, if they make you believe something, you're going to be less, you know, willing to not believe that even if evidence comes out. So we don't have much time, but I have two questions for you because I want you to address, the Q followers out there, you know, a former one yourself, I guess you could say. You luckily enough, you sort of had the cushion underneath. You had the foundation already there that you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So when you found out Q was fake, you weren't introduced to these things through Q. So your whole world perspective wasn't thrown in. So the two people I would like you to address is the people that are still holding on to hope to Q that are going,
okay.
Oh, it's still going to come down any second. And then the other side is the people who, unlike you, didn't have the awareness of this previously. And now like their whole world is exploded. So what do you say to those two people, the people who still believe and the people who have had the rug pulled out from underneath them?
So the people that still believe in Q, I want to tell you first and foremost that, like, for one, I don't blame you. And like, you need to understand how you feel is like, it's a super common feeling to have. Like, we all want this to happen. We all want good to triumph over evil, but understand that in the end it will. And the other thing is, if you want to continue to believe in, you know, this idea that all these people will be arrested, I don't think that's a bad ideal to believe in. I've been believing in wanting that for years, long before Q. But as far as pushing the narrative of what Q wants or being, at least for me personally, I'm not jumping out on my Facebook anymore or calling my family members, telling them this underground information. And poor Steve Pachenik, man, I feel bad for him. I believe somebody was definitely feeding him information. That dude is super smart, super up there. So, like, to the followers, people that still follow Q, you know, I think you just need to be objective, take a step back, and realize that the stuff that Q is throwing at you, Alex Jones has been exposing, and people like David Icke have made a career off it. And
right, right. Because a lot of the information that Q revealed, a lot of the stories about the pedophiles and the slave cults and all this
stuff, that's all legit.
It's still true, right?
It's legit, but that's what they do. It's just like Ancient Aliens. Ancient Aliens, full great information. Then they put some crazy guy with hair on there. He's like, this was an alien landing base. So now when I talk to you about Machu Picchu or I talk to you about Göbekli Tepe, you just think it's nonsense because you heard it on Ancient Aliens. So they did the same thing. They took real information and they put it in your face and they said pedophiles and they hit these trigger buttons that they knew people would bite on. And then now that Q didn't do anything, they're trying to make it look illegitimate.
Right.
It's like double reverse psychology. It's like they made you believe and follow it. Then they make Q look bad. Then they make people, anyone supporting those same ideas look bad. That's all it was. So now we're all crazy. We're worse than I was happy to be a conspiracy theorist. Now I'm a terrorist.
Right.
For supporting patriotic beliefs, you know.
All right. So
the people.
So what? One minute left in this segment. Where do we go from here, Sean?
Where do we go from here is, dude, we have to continue. We have to take all this depression and pain that we feel. For one, we have to get off Donald Trump. It was never about Donald Trump. God bless him. Everything he did or didn't do, I don't know. Wish Julian Assange and Edward Snowden got a pass. We got to get off that bandwagon, take all of our energy and put it into, I don't know if it's the formation of a new party like Alex is talking, but definitely calling into shows like this, letting my voice be heard. I got sick of posting on my Facebook. People said, do something about it. And I said, I'm gonna. And I called into American Journal today so you guys could hear somebody who's from the streets, a real live blue collar person, tell you that I'm still fighting the good fight with or without Q. I'm standing with Alex, InfoWars, American Journal. And God bless America.
Well, God bless you, Sean. Honestly, it's not an easy thing to come out and go, I've been fooled. But at the end of the day, that's what you got to do if you want to overcome it and move on and go, look, the information I was fed was true. Trump did round up the pedophiles by the hundreds. He did on a daily basis, almost incredible stuff. He did fight back against the globalist cabal of Satanists. That's all true. So I love you so much, Sean. Thank you so much for calling in.
And I'll stay tuned. You'll definitely hear more from me. And God bless American Journal.
Thank you so much, sir. That's a real patriot right there and a real truth seeker. And so don't be disheartened by Q not coming true, but also Don't continue to follow him. It's time to shed that, take the information you've learned, and let's move on and fight this war together.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. You see, he believes because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short time to see us again.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas.
Welcome back,
until
ladies and gentlemen.
Until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From a shaft.
Here's a tip I'll give you. Read the Master and Commander series, the Aubrey Maturin series by Patrick O'Brien. I swear, you learn more about the human condition, you learn more about what's going on from fiction than you do from nonfiction. It's good to read history. I read a lot of history, but I literally feel like I learn more and I gain more insight from nonfiction. And my favorite book series of all time is the Master and Commander series called the Aubrey Matron series. Now, I understand that this is now going to increase the holding time on the audiobooks that I download from the library. Now there's a waiting time about 8 weeks on the first one, but, you know, it's a sacrifice I will make. That means more people out there are reading the Maturin Aubrey series, the greatest book series of all time. There's about 20 books and you can listen to them all multiple times, I have found, and still find things to enjoy about them. And then you can sing along with the songs they sing, like Spanish ladies. All right. I don't want to jinx things here. We'll knock on wood while I say it. So far, we're almost halfway through this show. It's been the best show of American Journal so far, and that's thanks to exclusively the callers that we've had that have been so amazing, even though there have only been a few. So we'll go back to the calls in just a moment, but I do want to play a video for you here. We know that war with Iran, war in the Middle East is coming as U.S. military convoys enter northeast Syria. Iran's leaders vows revenge, posting an image of Trump Baghdad bombing of two ISIS suicide attacks there in Baghdad, increasing the likelihood that a draft will be initiated and that we will be going and expanding the quagmire ground war in the Middle East. That was to be expected and could have been predicted long ago. And in fact, it was here on InfoWars. But here's something we didn't predict. War with Canada. Premiers tell Trudeau they, quote, want to go to war with U.S. over the Keystone XL pipeline. This was one of Joe Biden's first moves in office, was to eliminate 60,000 plus jobs from not just the United States, but from Canada as well, destroying the Keystone pipeline project. Now, I love nature. I'm not the biggest fan of pipelines going across landscapes. I would be certainly in favor of maybe increased safety measures, you know, spend a little bit extra money just to make sure that there aren't going to be leaks or explosions, that you can make a beautiful sort of structure that represents the grandeur of human achievement rather than just this sort of slimy, decrepit, you know, tube spooling across the grandeur of the Great Plains. So I'm not here to defend oil companies. I'm not here to say, it must go ahead no matter what. But this was 60,000, at least 50,000 high paying union jobs for blue collar, hardworking people in America that was eliminated with the stroke of a pen. That is a travesty. And certainly now our reliance on foreign oil will be increased, which just means an increase of ships polluting as they haul the crude across the ocean, of having to rely more on despotic governments in the Middle East to get our oil. This is a complete travesty that I totally disagree with. But we didn't expect Canada to be so angry. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau faced anger from some of Canada's premiers Thursday over U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline project, including heated calls for punishment that could fracture ties between the two allies. The first minister's call, which lasted just over an hour, also touched on the coronavirus pandemic and issues with the nationwide vaccine rollout. But U.S.-Canada relations in the wake of Biden's controversial move dominated the discussion, with some premiers saying, quote, some premiers want to go to war with the U.S. over the cancellation. Aides of those who participated in the meeting said, and I'd like to go to this video here. This is one of those Canadian politicians saying, when President Trump picked on Canadian steel and aluminum, the Trudeau government fought back to defend those workers and our economic interests. But they are not backing up the workers anymore. And that's very interesting. Let's go to this video now.
Focused on doing his job to get the work done for the American people. Go ahead.
Why weren't President...
Hold on, that's the wrong video. Let's go to clip number four.
Federal lands last night, if he signed...
Working with the man down here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're from Canada, you may be familiar with the power play in hockey when you got one guy sitting in the penalty box We have the equivalent of a few crew members sitting in the penalty box right now. Not really. They're not being punished. They're just out. So we are playing a man down here, and things are not running as smoothly, perhaps, as they normally are. All right, clip ready. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's go to now this Canadian politician decrying the lack of cooperation from the Trudeau government.
Against those election campaign commitments of the last president. I can't understand why the Canadian government would go to the wall with strong language, not respecting or accepting the aluminum or steel tariffs, but immediately imposing countervailing tariffs on the United States. Why would the federal government do that when we have at most a few billion dollars of aluminum and steel exports to the United States, but would take no similar measure to defend a $90 billion export industry, Canadian energy, shipped to the United States, which employs directly and indirectly hundreds of thousands of Canadians, the largest sector of the Canadian economy? So, I to say that this was a campaign commitment, yeah, so too have been previous American protectionist policies that were strongly fought by national Canadian governments of different partisan stripes. Just because a foreign government gets elected on a promise to hurt our economic interests does not mean we can or should accept the damage inflicted by foreign government policies. I would point out again that former President Trump had, as a much more central campaign promise, ripping up the NAFTA agreement.
Yeah, so there he sort of rearranged it. But I think you understand what he was saying. Essentially, President Trump came to office on the campaign promise of ripping up the NAFTA agreement and imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum. The Canadian government response to that was to issue tariffs in response and say, well, if you're going to do it to us and we're going to do it to you, we must protect the aluminum and steel industry that makes a few billion dollars a year between Canada and America. However, when it happened again with Joe Biden, this time campaigning on the promise to destroy the Keystone XL pipeline and put into jeopardy the $90 billion industry in Canada, the Canadian government says, well, I mean, it's just, you know, he campaigned on that. So what are we going to do? I guess just we have to give up, roll over and act like, you know, a good little dog for Joe Biden and hope that we get a pet on the belly. Right. It's it exposes once again, as we've seen over and over here again, they have certain goals that they're trying to achieve. They have certain things that they're trying to do. And the excuses that they're going to use don't really matter. They'll tell you one thing and do another. It's just lies. It's just obfuscation. At the end of the day, it's about destroying your ability to be independent and to be national. They're trying to usher in a globalist organization, and this helps them do it.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
All right, folks, we go right back to your phone calls for the remainder of this hour. First, some late breaking news. Hall of Famer Henry, a.k.a. Hank Aaron, legendary baseball player, has passed away at the age of 86. Hall of Famer and one-time home run king, Atlanta Braves legend, Henry Lewis, Hank Aaron, passed away this morning at the age of 86. Very unfortunate. We pray for his family. As a response to the orders that National Guard be forced to sleep in parking lots, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis orders his state's National Guard's troop to return from Washington, saying, quote, they are not Nancy Pelosi's servants. This comes following Greg Abbott doing the same, saying, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, saying, I have instructed General Norris to return the Texas National Guard to our state. Once again, he was, we read it yesterday, he had some quotes where he was rather angry that he would send 1,000 National Guard troops from Texas to help defend the politicians of the United States, who then said, we're going to impose loyalty tests on them. Thank God the governors are not putting up with this nonsense, even though the Republicans in D.C. are nowhere to be found. Crew also brought this in. It's pretty interesting. It's a registry, the government registry of executive orders. They list all the executive orders issued. Barack Obama issued 276 orders. You can read them here. Donald Trump issued 217 executive orders issued here. But as of this morning, as of just minutes ago, they say Joe Biden has issued 0 executive orders. What do you know? Kind of interesting. It's kind of weird. We've seen at least 17. We'll go over those when we do This Week in the Info War in the next hour. I'm pushing that back, though, because I got to go to your calls, and I feel bad having people hang on the line for so long. So thank you so much for holding. If you did, I want to go now to C in New York. Wants to talk about crypto tech. Thanks for calling in, C. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison?
All right.
Great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm pretty good. So I called in the other day
and talked to Owen about this, but he kind of shot it down. And another caller called in. I think he was talking to you about it. But yeah, like crypto is pretty much the future, even with blockchain, because like for voting, because it's just a system where you can see everything that's taking place. So there's no way that they can get away with cheating, and it can't even be baked into it. But the real thing I wanted to talk about isn't even Bitcoin. It's more like the second biggest token right now is Ethereum. And like that's like an operating system. It's a decentralized operating system. So if there's any developers out there listening, patriotic developers, this is your opportunity, because not just Ethereum, but other things like Polkadot and these other new cryptos allow people to build platforms on top of this operating system in a decentralized way. And so they already have banking, like it's called decentralized finance.
Mm-hmm.
And they, instead of like the bank gives you 2% interest, if you deposit your money via crypto, you get back 10%, 5%. So this is why the guy was saying before, they use our currency against us. And it's true. We were robbed. They took the gold standard away.
Sure.
And now everybody's looking at Bitcoin as far as these billionaire investors. And it's known that they're going to be dumping institutional wealth in because they understand that Bitcoin is like a digital gold. And Winklevoss, one of the Winklevoss twins, the guy who Zuckerberg ripped off, he came out and said Ethereum is like digital oil. Oh. Because it's like the operating system of the future. You can look these up on YouTube. I hate to plug YouTube, but anyway, like there's these different programs out there, and there's totally a way that we could create like a parlor, or you know, even for a radio platform that can't be taken down. And I think that is really the answer. And then as far as the finances go, like, what happens if they hit us with an EMP and then all you have is digital? That's the only thing. But either way, if they hit us with an EMP, it's going to be Mad Max here.
Right.
So I just think that's a pretty good thing. Another thing I wanted to a point was about our friend Jack Dorsey. He basically, when this scamdemic first hit, he donated 2/3 of his wealth. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but this is who we're dealing with. And I feel like these big tech companies need to be held accountable. Sadly, Trump is gone, and now what are we going to do? I'm like the other caller. I'm wondering what to do, where to move to. I live in Brooklyn right now. I'm like hiding out in Long Island because I thought there was going to be like a terror attack or something, you know? So
yeah.
Things are crazy, bro. And I really appreciate what you guys do here at InfoWars. And I hope there's like a developer or some kind of a hacker listening in, because seriously, this is the opportunity right now. We have these decentralized platforms being created, almost like a new internet system is being created, which is totally decentralized.
Yeah. And you know, it's, you've hit the nail on the head, because decentralization is the key here. And if you look at all of the globalists, operating manuals, everything from the lockstep document to anything else that's come out, all the white papers or anything, the key, their entire scheme, their entire plan is centralization. That's what globalization really means at the end of the day. It means all these disparate nations are all under one umbrella, under one system of control. So decentralization, however it comes about in the digital or non-digital world, is the way you fight back against the centralization. You have to decentralize, and definitely you have just this week, I believe this was just yesterday, Janet Yellen, who has been appointed by Joe Biden. Janet Yellen suggests curtailing cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, saying they're mainly used for illegal financing, which means financing they don't control. So they don't like that. They have to control it. So I totally agree with you. And I love the idea of this being expanded out. My brother-in-law is really into this stuff, and he's been talking a long time about how elections could be held using blockchain. And sort of the Bitcoin thing, it's sort of above my pay grade. I'm pretty good at tech, but once you start talking about coding and the way Bitcoin works, it's a little bit occult for me, or a little bit, you know, obscure for me. But it's definitely the way forward. It definitely strikes fear into the heart of the globalists, who all they want to see is centralization. And I totally agree with you. Hopefully we can start, you know, incorporating this and understanding that it's all about decentralization, and it may make it a little bit more difficult. True, centralization makes it really easy to move whole masses of people in one direction or another. And so we're going to have to be a little bit more decentralized, a little bit more haphazard as we move forward. But We have to keep pushing this, and I totally agree with you. I look forward to the tech heads out there putting together programs that we can all access. And I think that really is the main thing, is that there's a certain barrier to entry right now of people, even like myself, who I kind of get Bitcoin. I understand it on an intellectual level, but once you get down to the nitty gritty, it's all kind of obscure for me and I don't really understand it. So I think the major strategy now should be, how do you make, whether it's apps or programs or operating systems, that the average person can just use without having to understand all of the intricacies on the inside, but still use the power and have access to the decentralization that things like blockchain and crypto technology provides. I think that's a great idea. Thank you so much for the call, Scott, or C, rather. I'm going to go now to Scott in Louisiana, who has information about the 6th of January. Thanks for calling in, Scott. You're on the air. Scott in Louisiana. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to Laura in Texas. You got 1 minute for the break, Laura. What do you got for us?
Well, you kind of plugged in about the 5,000 troops on the Epic Times. They were talking about how they were in the, they put them in a basement with one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Navy veteran myself, and I knew about Alex Jones a long time ago. I even talked to Jack Blood at one point. it's just, you know, my concern is, you know, the military, they did serve underneath a really great president, Trump, you know, and then they're being, you know, crapped on, the National Guard. And, you know, you know, our governor here, he was upset about, you know, how they want to do all this stuff to make sure that they're, you know, like Biden's concerned, you know, something's going to happen to them with our National Guard. And then they treat them the way they treat them as guinea pigs. You know, this has been going on for years, you know, throughout all the wars. And,
I know. It's so despicable. They sit there and they go, oh, the troops are our greatest. We love them. We wouldn't be safe without them. And then they're like, when their camera's off, they're like, all right, stick them in the basement. Screw these guys.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history, I've interviewed all the experts, I have looked at every facet of this, and now, only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation.
inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video support. What we do here, all of the programs, all of the political activism, all of the incisive and incredible destruction of the MSM lies that we engage in here on a daily basis is brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, the globalist storm is here, and I think you're aware of that just with the headlines we've been reading today. So what better time to stock up and support the tip of the spear here at InfoWars.com. It's the last week, I guess this will be the last day, for up to 60% off top selling products. That's an incredible savings on things like Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and the Pure Turmeric Extract. All of that is 50% off. Go to InfoWars store right now. Make a purchase. Better your own life. Be as healthy as you possibly can. And as the cherry on top, you support this program and everything that we do here. It's InfoWarsStore.com awaiting your patronage today. Let's go now back to the phone lines. Ivan in Florida wants to talk about the state of the country. Thanks for calling in, Ivan. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I just want to let you know, man, you're doing a great job on the show, man. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. If you can make sure to speak right into the headset for me.
Okay, hang on one second. Can you hear me better?
I can hear you now, clear and plain and coming in fine. Thanks for calling, Ivan. What do you got for us?
Okay, so yeah, I just want to let you know I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. I buy all your products. I woke up my brother, may he rest in peace, and he also supported you guys a lot, bought a lot of products. And, you know, honestly, I don't even know where to begin. There's so many things to talk about. I mean, I will stick to my stomach looking at that zombie being sworn in as my president. I can't even say that. Like, it hurts to say that, you know?
It doesn't seem real, does it? Especially, I mean, with the fact that we've seen with our own eyes the way that they stole the election and that this was allowed to continue, surrounded not by cheering crowds, but by soldiers in formation, surrounded by pedophiles, war criminals, and satanic celebrities. It was really, yeah, sickening is the only word to describe it. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. You got Lady Gaga singing. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, I'm just like, what is happening? I thought I was like watching like a horror film or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, oh, man, like, I don't even know where to start. You know, I heard a caller earlier talking about, you know, we need to take over the GOP and make it our own and all that. You know what? I don't agree with that, man.
Okay.
The GOP screwed us over. We need to start our own party. Call it the Patriot Party. Call it the New American Party. If you want to really piss them off, call it the Insurgent Party. I don't care. But me personally, I'm done with anyone with an R next to their name. I'm done with that. You know, like, I just feel like, we got backstabbed. A lot of these people that were like, oh, yeah, we want, you know, we support Trump. But when it came time to really stand up, what did they do? They folded. They folded.
They
Mike Pence, a joke. That guy's a joke. And talking about jokes, listen, I used to like Steve Pachenik until this guy came on the show a few days before. And he was like tripling down. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Don't worry. Trust the plan and blah, blah, blah. And actually kind of like talking down on Alex, like, Alex,
right?
You don't know. You don't know how we do things. And you've never participated in overthrowing governments and this and that. Dude, you were wrong. Where are you, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve needs to come back on. He needs to explain himself.
Yeah, I totally agree, but I don't want to move away because I think this is an important conversation that's going on right now about the GOP and where we move forward from here. See, I'm on the side of we need to take over the GOP. Every single person that put a knife in Trump's back, we need to have a list. We need to have where they are. We need to find a candidate to overthrow them because we know the will of the people is at our backs. And in just one or two elections, we could do away with the old school. We could do away with them, but still have that, the network, the money. I mean, all the established infrastructure of the Republican Party. I think we need to turn towards us. And, you know,
I get it.
Yeah. But you disagree. But don't you think that, you know, the Republican Party, as much as we hate it, as much as we recognize how, you know, bad it is, they still have a lot. They have the institutional power. So if we try to make a new party, there's conflict there. We weaken ourselves. We divide our troops. I see emotionally why you're right. But to me, strategically, it's the way to go to dominate and overtake the GOP. But I'm open to suggestions. So I want to hear your side.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and it makes sense. You know, like it will be hard to overthrow two political parties that have been in power forever. You know, I know it's going to be tough. But we got to, I don't know. I mean, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, you know, elect some local officials that are patriots that are going to, you know, uphold the Constitution and all that. I get that. You know, but like me personally, like I was born in Dominican Republic. I came to this country in 1990. I've never left. This is the greatest country in the world. There's no other place that's better than this country.
Mm.
I served in the Marines. You know, I'm about to be a citizen real soon. I don't want to be anywhere else. This is where I put my roots down. I have my kids here. You know, all my kids are natural born citizens. And it's just like, I'm just like upset because I don't know what country I'm leaving my kids.
Mm.
You know, like I feel like.
Yeah. And you see the way that the Republicans have just totally betrayed us. And it makes you sick because you know that they're the last line of defense. And here they've turned their backs to us and have joined the other side. I totally get it. We got a long haul ahead of us, but there is hope because there are people like you out there making noise and letting people know that we will not stand for the same as usual over and over again. Thanks so much for the call, Ivan. I really do appreciate it. I'd love to talk to you more, but I gotta let some of these other people on the line. O'Brien in Maryland has called in. He wants to talk about some interesting topics, inauguration and OnlyFans. Okay, you're on the air, O'Brien. What you got for us?
Basically, for the inauguration, I would like to point out that clip you played on the 20th at 9:10 a.m. It basically, and I really try to be frank here because I'm at work here, but really, it's the same clip that I have on my phone. I recorded on my phone and basically about the inauguration. I mean,
well, what's the clip you're talking about? I don't remember exactly what we played. What's the clip you're talking about?
The clip was about how Alex, I mean, if I can remember correctly, he was going about basically saying that it was all over. It basically.
Oh, he's blackpilled. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That the whole thing was basically over. They're coming for us. They're Jacobins. They're, I forgot.
Bolsheviks.
The other
yeah,
words.
Yeah, yeah. Bolsheviks and Jacobins. Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing I have on my phone, and it's pretty much lucky now because now I have something that I could play to my coworkers if they think that basically end of this stuff is gonna happen and basically come
address. But for the inauguration, basically, I am pretty much overjoyed to see that, that the National Guard turned their backs to the motorcade because even they know that he didn't even win the election. They all know that he didn't basically win because nobody came out for Biden. No one was there. No one was even voting for him because he's a TRICOM agent. I mean, the military knows that, and all those four basically, all those four Secret Services people. I mean, it's gonna be crazy to realize that technically they can't have no more parties anymore with him. They're groping every girl there.
Yeah. I mean, it's baffling to me that people who are in office. I mean, I guess it's not that baffling because you have to understand. Mitch McConnell, these scumbags, these old school, just rotted corpses sitting in the Capitol building right now, they watch the mainstream news and they think it's reality. They may understand, well, CNN is full of crap, but they still watch it and they still don't have other alternative means of communication or other alternative information that they're getting. So they have to rely on the mainstream news. So it's not actually that confusing when they sit there thinking that they're winning and that people love what they're doing. The mainstream media is feeding them what they want to hear. So we got to replace these guys. We've got to kick them out. I know this is the way all info warriors feel. I mean, we watched it on the 20th of January. We're not sitting here going, Biden's not my president. We resist on some falsehood. We saw the evidence. We know he cheated. We know they're lying. We know what's going on. We know the purges are happening. And in the next segment, in the first 5 minutes of the third hour, I will be playing the video that O'Brien was talking about, that two-minute video of Alex Jones. Just letting you know the reality, folks. It's over. The purges are here. It's coming.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse. Like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's over. You understand? Your only shot you've got is realizing that we're screwed. Your candy-ass church isn't going to do it. Your candy-ass boss isn't going to do it. We're a trained group of monkeys in this country. We're not what Americans used to be. We're not rugged individualists. We don't stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're a joke, okay? And so they got people like Brian Stelter up there saying shut down all of his competition on TV now. He thinks he owns you. Jeff Zucker thinks he owns you. These are bad people, okay? So I've done the best job I can. I'm not bitching at the crew or you or anybody. I'm just saying it's hard for me to get up here and do a normal show when we have a group of corporate criminals literally gang raping us. I mean, if we ever beat this thing, it'll be in the history of like these people were Hitler. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's not like, oh, we're getting there. It's bad. Things are out of control. It's they've just begun. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to bankrupt. They're going to cut the power off, the oil off. They're going to open the borders. It's over, man. It's over. It's all gone. It's all over. They're going to activate the Boogaloos, FBI, ADL, terror forces. They're going to start blowing everything up. Then they're going to come arrest all the patriots. The idiots will cheer it. Then they're going to shut your power off. They want you starving in the street. They want to rape your wife. They're Bolsheviks. They're Jacobins. It's all over, man. All over. Enjoy all your games. In fact, America is rotting and deserves it. Now, the Satanists aren't good. They're not God. God just lets them have their way now. So all your games are over. All the TV watching, all the laziness, all the slack jawing's over. It's over. You're going to be just like a baby at 6 months being chopped up in its mother's womb. You're not a human. You're not essential. You're dead. They're going to kill you because you don't care. Well, Harrison Smith.
You can't say, it's so funny that that clip ends with him saying my name. You can't say we sugarcoat it, folks. You can't say we're fluffing you up here. We tell you like it is. The thing is, we aren't here to tell you it's hopeless. We're here to tell you it's going to be tough. And it's been the concerted effort of decades of Alex Jones, the InfoWars crew, hammering this information out, hammering it, hammering it, hammering it. It's finally broken through. So make no mistake, we're in trouble, folks. But the sleeping giant is awake. It's just still pinned down by the pinions that are keeping it on the floor. So it's awake. Now it's time for it to stand up. Now it's time for it to rise up, break the shackles, break the petty binds that are tying it to the ground, scatter the Lilliputians at its feet, and take its place once again in the sun. So there's more people than ever that are outside of the cave. There are more people than ever that have unplugged from the matrix and find themselves in the real world. It's not a pretty sight, the real world, but it's better than the fanciful, pretty illusion that you were living in before. So we're awake now. The sleeping giant is awake. Now it's time to stand up. Now it's time to break the shackles. Now it's time to break the binds. Now it's time to shake the earth with the truth and the love that we've helped to bring about. Not the hatred, not the petty thievery that has occurred for so long. So make no mistake, the globalists are cinching down. They are consolidating their control. They're doing everything they can because they understand that there are holes in the dam now, that the water is rushing through, that if they don't clamp down on this right now, the entire thing is going to burst and they will be swept away with the flood. So yes, they're making things more extreme. Yes, they are putting their maneuvers on turbo blast. That's because they're scared. That's because we have them up against the ropes. That's because they're terrified of an awake, involved, passionate, patriotic citizenry. And that's exactly what we here at InfoWars have helped to awaken. You're awake now, sleeping giant. Burst the binds. Take them on. Shake the earth. It's time. Third hour begins in 1 minute.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our vitamin mineral fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour has begun. It's January 22nd, 2021. I'm Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal. The beautiful thing about InfoWars and this program in particular is we don't have an oversight committee. We don't have producers breathing down our necks. It's myself and the crew and our producers and the writers and editors and video magicians here at InfoWars. So we get to try new things. We get to do whatever we feel will most effectively progress the info war and the battle against the globalists. And so we're given a lot of freedom here. So we're doing some experimentation. Just this week, we've implemented the tradition that we're now initiating, which is the Daily Dispatch, which every morning I'll begin this show with about a 5 to 10 rundown of the day's biggest stories. And you can go to band.video and find every morning a little summation to get you on your feet and give you the top stories that you need to know. And we're working on that, and hopefully we'll dial that down as we move forward. Something else I'd like to implement here is every Friday I want to start doing This Week in the Info War, as we take a bird's eye view, a flyover view of everything that has occurred in the last week, because stuff progresses so fast here, it's hard to remember what happened yesterday. But it's only when looking at the full week in total that we actually get a clear vision of what's happening and what the trends are and where we're moving forward. So I'd like to begin that now. It's This Week in the Info War for Saturday, January 16th through Friday, January 22nd. On the 16th, we began with already tens of thousands of soldiers in Washington, D.C., and we started hearing calls for the very totalitarian-sounding deprogramming of Trump conservatives. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposing funding for deprogramming of white supremacists. Katie Couric says Trump supporters must be deprogrammed on Bill Maher's show. Oliver Darcy came out tweeting this, but this was called for on CNN. They say, quote, "We're going to have to figure out the OAN and Newsmax problems. These companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure what Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such bringing them into tens of millions of homes." That was Alex Samos telling Brian Stelter that he thinks the cable companies themselves need to deplatform cable outlets, news outlets that don't conform to the globalist agenda. Leftists were calling for a new secret police force to spy on Trump supporters. That's from Summit.News. And of course, we know what's going on with Parler, them getting kicked off AWS. You also had the ADL calling on the government to shut Gab down because they once quoted Revelations 3:9 on Twitter, a Bible verse. The ADL and the media by proxy are now labeling Bible verses as hate speech and anti-Semitic. Are you paying attention yet, Christians? That's from Gab.com on Twitter. You also had on Saturday the revelation that thousands of migrants from Honduras and Guatemala were heading towards the United States less than a week before the presidential inauguration. On Sunday, it was revealed Microsoft, Oracle, and other tech giants teamed up to create COVID-19, quote, vaccine passports. Yet another crazy conspiracy theory just waiting to come true. In Italy, 50,000 restaurants decided to open at exactly the same time, with the Italians proving what you should already know. This BS only ends when people stop tolerating it. The government is destroying your life to keep you safe. The only response is to, as a whole, stand up against them. You also had chaos in Amsterdam and Vienna as thousands of people protested against the lockdown measures that were put in place to control those populations. Germany on Sunday announced that they had a plan in place to place COVID quarantine breakers in detention centers and refugee camps as punishment. On Monday, the FBI began vetting the guard troops in D.C. amid fears of an insider attack. which was ironic because at the same time, newly released testimony on Monday showed that the FBI knew that the Russia collusion story was bogus from the beginning. And simultaneous with that, you had DNI, Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe, leader, released a report showing that China did interfere with the 2020 election and that CIA management pressured analysts not to report it. On Tuesday, Secretary Pompeo declared China's genocide in Xinjiang, which was ironic because at the same time, Ireland announced that they need 4 million immigrants to that country of 6 million people to sustain their state pension program. Who needs genocide when you have the banks to do it for you? You also had the release from the United States Department of State showing activity at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where once again, yet another grand conspiracy theory that the virus of Wuhan that I reported on January 20th of last year was likely the source of the outbreak from the Wuhan Viral Institute was probably the source of outbreak of the coronavirus. That was dismissed, called a conspiracy theory, called a dangerous ban-worthy offense. For a year, it's now being revealed that that likely was the source of the outbreak. Antifa supporter Daniel Allen Baker on Monday was arrested for plotting an attack on Trump supporters on Inauguration Day. He trained in Syria in 2017 with the YPG, but he was featured on Vice and in 2020 participated in the Chaz insurrection in Seattle. So actual terrorists planning actual violence, not a big deal because they're not right wing. Police investigate vandalized Bernie Sanders mural as a hate crime because, of course, not going along with the globalist socialist agenda means you're hateful and must be destroyed. Norway denied a direct link between deaths of 33 elderly people and COVID vaccine they received. Not a direct link, but certainly somewhat suspicious, you might say. And at the same time, California urged a pause or did pause the release of a batch of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines after allergic reactions. China reported this week that they were the only major economy in the world to report growth in 2020. And then on the eve of his ousting from office on the basis of a fraudulent election, Trump issued a number of pardons that did nothing to ingratiate him with anyone. Kodak Black is still facing a court date for sexual assault after allegedly raping a girl in South Carolina. He's been arrested close to a dozen times in and out of jail in the court system. He'll be back in prison soon, but he was pardoned by President Trump after he produced a music video depicting a, quote, racist white guy in a Trump hat being beaten up by a black guy while Kodak Black danced in front of a burning cross with a KKK member on it. Trump reported to pardon eye doctor Solomon Melgen, Medicare fraudster. He pardoned the king of Medicare fraud who looted $1.3 billion and donated to Kushner-favored Chabad Lubavitch. Donald Trump pardoned an Israeli spy handler who paid for American secrets. He pardoned everybody, it seems, except Julian Assange and Edward Snowden, the two people that his supporters were crying out for him to pardon. And this was the rumor is that he did so because he was told that the Senate Republicans would not support him during his impeachment trial if he were to pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. Frankly, an act of cowardice that I do not forgive him for. He was saving his own skin from impeachment and potential political trouble down the road. And the cost of that is Julian Assange remaining in torturous confinement in Washington or in London, England, rather. Wednesday, the 20th, was Inauguration Day. We had Trump's farewell as he went off to Mar-a-Lago, flew in Air Force One for the last time. Globalist celebrities, war criminals, and 60,000 soldiers attended the inauguration of Joe Biden. He swore an oath on the Necronomicon. I mean, I'm sorry. Was that a Bible? I hear it was a Bible. Looked an awful lot like the Necronomicon. then he gave a speech where he called for unity while simultaneously hinting that anybody that supported President Trump and was a Republican were actually white supremacists and needed to be dealt with like domestic terrorists. The media, of course, was giddy at this fact. And after a year of calling Donald Trump a fascist dictator, the media didn't find this dystopian hellscape weird or off-putting in the slightest. In fact, they loved it. An NYT, New York Times editor saying, "I got chills when I saw Joe Biden's plane landing." and CNN waxing poetic about how the lights next to the reflecting pool were like the arms of Biden stretching out to hug America. The WAPO, the Washington Post, decided to end its fact-checking division. They had a program that was the False Claims Project. They say, yeah, we're not going to do that for Biden. He doesn't ever lie, so no need to worry about that. And, of course, the collection of nauseating journalistic tweets about Biden's inauguration were nothing short than sickening. We'll finish this report on the other side.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, we're back. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com. We'll go to your calls very shortly. But But for now, we finish out with this week in the info war. We've already called for secret police. We've called for the deprogramming of Trump supporters. Microsoft and Oracle teaming up vaccine passports. But now where we are is Wednesday, January 20th, and Joe Biden was inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States and immediately got to work. He signed a number of executive orders, amongst which were these. He worked very hard, a very progressive maneuver. He got boys into girls' sports and men into their locker rooms. Goodbye, women's sports. He put forward a mask mandate. You must wear a mask on federal land. He then immediately violated that and was called to task for it. He promised to tax every American family $20,000 and send it to China and India because of the weather. That's a little program you might know as the Paris Climate Accord. He gave congressional representative to foreigners, by which we mean he is now counting illegal immigrants in the census. And the census, of course, is used to determine congressional seats. So congratulations, foreigners. You now have representation in the American government. He also banned fracking, which he promised not to do over and over and over again, and then swiftly did. He destroyed 50,000 or up to 60,000 high-paying union jobs and severely restricted our energy independence by destroying the Keystone Pipeline movement. And he also promised citizenship to 11 million Mexicans. According to the Chicago newspaper, he said the plan, or this is a quote from Chris Hartline, a spokesperson for the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He says, quote, the plan would lead to a permanent cycle of illegal immigration and amnesty that would hurt hardworking Americans and millions of illegal immigrants working their way through the legal immigration process. The Chicago newspaper goes on to say, even that familiar criticism seems a return to normalcy. Biden has promised after years of disrupted and overheated politics. Yes, yes, yes. After years of hysterical panicking about fictitious Trump outrages, we can finally get back to completely ignoring and sidelining millions of regular Americans who are furious that we're systematically destroying their livelihoods. It's like, oh, this is just back to normal. Back to normal, just ignoring the outrages of our plans that we cause. Of course, the theme of the day was unity. And as such, Joe Biden appointed a Department of Justice civil rights head who thinks blacks are genetically superior to whites. You also had disgraced former CIA chief John Brennan call for unity, by which he means he's going to use the Biden White House and Homeland Security to crush the Trump insurgency. John Brennan gives the plan away. Biden officials moving in, quote, laser-like fashion to identify and root out political opposition from the population. That's unity. Once you eliminate your enemies, you're rather united. Mo Davis on Twitter says, quote, I was chief prosecutor at Guantanamo for over 2 years, and there's far more evidence of Congressman Madison Cawthorn's guilt than there was of guilt for 95%+ of detainees. It's time we start, he says, a domestic war on sedition by American terrorists. So whether he's simply just calling for the majority of Americans to be considered domestic terrorists and a seditious element within our country, or whether he's admitting that 95%+ of the people detained at Guantanamo Bay weren't in fact terrorists, neither one is great, I'd have to say. Evan Hill on Twitter says, quote, former intelligence official on PBS NewsHour tonight says that the U.S. should think about a 9/11 commission for domestic extremism and consider applying some of the lessons from the fight against Al-Qaeda here at home. That's what you get for believing in human freedom and the founding policies of our founding fathers. Biden's economic policy team signaled that it will be the first administration ever to construct economic policy around issues like race, gender equality, and climate change rather than around traditional indicators like GDP or deficit ratios. That's what's going to help us is deciding policy about the economy on whether there are enough brown people in the room. Totally absurd, but that's where we are. Of course, it was a day of miracles following the inauguration. A day of things long waylaid suddenly coming to fruition. The Arizona Maricopa County Board, an hour after the inauguration, suddenly agreed to release election evidence. Now that their man's in place, now we can get to the bottom of things. Wall Street suddenly declared the beginning of the end of the COVID crisis. An hour after Joe Biden was sworn in, the WHO admitted that their testing grossly overstates individuals testing positive for COVID-19, saying the PCR test is not enough to determine whether or not you have COVID. Expect COVID numbers to decline drastically as a part of this miracle. We got Joe Biden in. COVID suddenly not so useful to the world controllers and will be done away with, but not really. It's too valuable. They'll keep doing it. Amazon then offered to help roll out COVID-19 vaccine only after Trump left office. And a scientific paper came out revealing that the COVID lockdowns will result in 1 million excess deaths over the next 15 years. I'd say that is a conservative estimate. DC decided they would resume indoor dining on Friday as coronavirus cases hover at elevated levels. And they join the likes of Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, saying that it was time for Chicago bars and restaurants to reopen for indoor dining as quickly as possible. And Governor Cuomo saying suddenly that we must open as soon as possible. We can't wait for COVID to be done away with. So just so you know, the themes of this week are, if you're a conservative, you are a domestic terrorist, you will be sent to deprogramming camps, and you will be hunted like a domestic Al-Qaeda. Also, all of the COVID war fear-mongering, all of the COVID lockdown measures, suddenly not so necessary anymore that they've served their political purpose. This is the world that you're in, the world in which the greatest fears, such as a worldwide pandemic killing millions of people, is not a problem to be solved, but a justification for their increased authoritarianism of the globalists. And then, of course, today, National Guardsmen being recalled, barriers around the Capitol being removed, and outrage being spread as National Guard members were forced to sleep on the cold, concrete, exposed elements of the parking garages because one of them was caught without a mask in a Dunkin' Donuts. Absolutely absurd. And now we have a U.S. military convoy entering northeast Syria as the warmongering president is back in power. We also have a lawsuit against Amazon by Parler shot down by a judge. Parler responds to that judge's refusal to restore the website, saying that the ruling ignored reality. Microsoft has also patented plans to revive dead ones as chatbots, which is interesting. And it was revealed that Twitter refused to remove child pornography because it didn't violate policies. So that's it, folks. That's your this week in the info war. Hopefully you now understand, even though I had to go through that rather quickly, sort of paints a picture, doesn't it, of where we're going, where we're headed, and just what we have to look forward to. Deprogramming camps, hunting like domestic terrorists, anybody that does not bow and willingly submit to the authoritarian plans of our globalist masters. This week in the InfoWar is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com and the bombshell product Pollen Block, which uses the near miraculous ability of what else? Quail eggs born in a certain region of France to help you with your allergies. That's Pollen Block. It's 25% off. Shop now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, if you're in a small location in France, you can go out and get the quail eggs. If you're anywhere else in the world, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Pollen Block this year.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, I just received some interesting news from Rob Dew. Just came in. I covered it in the last hour. Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron dies at the age of 86. What do you know? Last week, or rather on the 6th of January, Hank Aaron expressed pride after being injected with the COVID-19 vaccine. The iconic Hall of Famer hopes his willingness to be vaccinated Tuesday will help lessen concerns of some Black Americans may have about receiving the shot. That may have backfired, my friend. Wow, that is tragic, but we are now receiving information that Hank Aaron has died mere days after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Wow, that is very interesting indeed. We'll go out to your phone calls here, but we have some other breaking news. Senate to receive Trump impeachment article Monday. Senate trial could begin next week. Senate could delay the start of the trial to allow Trump to organize his defense. Well, his defense should just be the video of him saying peacefully protest, and then the whole thing should be thrown out. But that's not the way that the world works. The truth is no longer a guarantee of innocence. Now, this political maneuver, of course, the irony, the hypocrisy of the Democrats calling for unity while impeaching a president no longer in office shouldn't surprise anybody. From OANN, Trump gives permission for National Guard troops to stay in the Trump Hotel in D.C. because a mere 3 days ago, we actually had a president who cared about the troops rather than making them sleep outside in the winter of Washington, D.C. Biden's Pentagon nominee, who has pledged to rid the ranks of extremist and racist, that's Lloyd Austin, who is a longtime member of Raytheon board, Raytheon Technology Board of Directors. So, you know, the people who make the bombs to drop on children in Yemen and elsewhere, has now been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. He has now been confirmed and will be serving as the Secretary of Defense. He will certainly waste no time in A, manufacturing more bombs to drop on more innocent people on the other side of the world, while simultaneously ridding the army of the ranks of anybody who dares question such a move. That's the latest breaking news coming across the wires on Infowars.com. I also forgot to mention, you know, all these things where they're just like, yeah, we're just not gonna have a fact-checking program anymore now that Joe Biden is in office. And oh, by the way, now we can open up all the restaurants because COVID we don't really care about anymore. Now it's not politically useful. I forgot to mention this. Now that Trump is gone, CNN has coincidentally removed the COVID death toll counter as a permanent fixture on their broadcast. As Twitter user Garbage Human says, they're as subtle as a meat axe. Really, what an incredible week it's been in the history of human civilization, folks. Let's go out to your phone calls, hear what you think about it. Paul in Connecticut has called in. Thanks for calling in, Paul. You're on the air.
Yeah, I finally got on. It took me a couple of years.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're on now, and you have plenty of time to speak your mind.
Can I plug your products? I'm not going to read them all. I have 18 of them, different products of yours.
Yes, you absolutely can plug our products, sir.
I try them all.
What's your favorite one?
Make that, huh? Let's see. God, they're all my favorite. I take, I'll say DNA Force. That's a good one.
That is a lot of people's favorites, and that's a lot of people. You know, like a lot of people who are like you. They have, you know, 18 different products. They have a regimen where they take supplements, you know, at certain times every single day. Those people say to me, the DNA Force is the best, and that's something
funny?
I hear a lot.
You know, it's funny. I got cut. I was trying to reach down behind my seat, and there's something sharp on it. I cut the hell out of my finger. Well, I just put a bandage over it, let it heal. I caught it a couple times. It's right by my knuckle. Well, it bled out. It cleaned it out that way. I didn't put anything on it. But I was taking your DNA Force. And a couple days ago, you know, it's still a little numb. I did it recently. But now my nerves are coming back. I can feel it. I got a little scar, but my nerves came back. I go, maybe this stuff does work.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's The amazing thing about InfoWars products, just, I don't want to cut you off, but just go on a quick little tangent. It's not about, you know, creating some Frankenstein molecule in a lab that we don't understand how it works, but just, it's about empowering your natural processes. It's about what your body's already capable of doing, and your body is capable of doing insane things. There's a guy named Eddie Izzard, who is a comedian. He's a transgender guy. He's funny as hell, and he's run he started running like 30 marathons a day, and he has a story about how, you know, the first couple of days, like it's kind of gross, but like the skin is falling off the feet. It's just a horribly destructive to his body what he's putting it through. But he found that after like 3 days of running a marathon every single day, his body was just like, okay, this is what we do now. And he started healing incredibly quickly, and he started like not feeling tired at all. And suddenly he was able, without any training practically, to run a marathon every single day for a month. And he did this a few years ago, and he still does it. He does it to raise charity. But just hearing him tell the story about like what it's like when your body and your brain just goes, okay, here's what we're doing now. We're running 20 miles a day now, so I better get on it. And suddenly your body just, you know, drive goes into overdrive, and all of these natural processes just shoot into turbo mode. And so, you know, that's what we here at InfoWars want to try to like help your body do. We don't want to introduce something foreign to try to change your body. It's just about maximizing your body's own natural processes, in the most effective way possible. And that's what DNA Force is really good at doing.
Well, it's just that's all your products. The body knows what it needs. It's got to have the tools. You got to have the food. You got to have the nutrients. You got to have all kinds of different things. And you supply them.
Yeah.
You really do. I've noticed a big change in my life.
Well, that's great to hear. We love hearing that. You know, it's like the two best things the college can say is like, I woke up this person in my family. I've been spreading the word about your news. And, you know, I take your supplements and my life has improved because of it. That really makes us feel like what we're doing here is not at a loss, because we've helped at least one or two people out there improve their lives. And that at the end of the day is a full success. So we got two more minutes left in this segment. Paul, the floor is yours. What do you got for us?
Okay. Well, we're talking about parties. They're always fighting with each other. We all know both sides are corrupt these days. I think we need to go to an independent party, have no parties at all. Just everybody listen to your guy. Who you think you want to have for running for any kind of government, and then vote for him. No parties, no fighting.
How it was supposed to be. How the government was originally set up. George Washington's saying we don't need parties. You're supposed to vote for the man who you think will do a good job and make the decisions you want them to make.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When this first country, when the country first started, when your history, they didn't even teach history anymore. You know that. That was back when you still, you know, I'm 61 years old. They actually taught history back then. And you finally see, notice things going out and out. Now, I noticed a lot of things. I watch, listen, and learn. Pay attention to people. This might not be good, but hey.
So you're
the best and plan for the worst.
You're throwing in a third option here. What we've been discussing throughout the show is, do we take over the GOP or do we create a new party? And that's the discussion going on.
We just need one party. We don't need Democrats, Republicans. It's an independent nation. Let's all be independent.
Well, and of course, the way that parliamentary governments work, there's not one party or two parties. There's like 10 parties. And they're all sort of constantly rising and falling and joining and making coalitions and that sort of thing. Maybe we need to move more towards that, although it's pretty cacophonous and it's not the American system, but there's something kind of tantalizing there, isn't there, that we can have, okay, the dissident right and the, libertarian right, they come together, create a coalition, and now suddenly they aren't a single party, but it's two parties working together and they can gain power that way. You know, definitely there has to be a change coming, and it's exciting sort of talking about what that's going to look like.
Right. So as far as running the federal government, I think it was by one of your guests a while back, maybe a couple of years ago, said, you know, you only need about 300 people to run the whole government.
Right.
Everybody else is just waste. Maybe a few runners and, you know, stuff like that, to deliver messages or stuff. You know, post office does that. So.
Right. Yeah. No, it's like,
that's all we really need. We don't need all this stuff. We got so much waste. Our taxes are going sky high. I expect my paycheck with Biden in there at least 25%, maybe 50.
I know. We're going in the exact wrong direction, and Paul's pointing out where we should be going, which is smaller government, less control. Exactly. We'll be right back, folks.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that even make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back. Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
They'll look everywhere we go, but when the sinners find us, we won't hide.
What a great song. All right, folks, welcome back to the final segment of American Journal. The Alex Jones Show begins at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time here on InfoWars.com and Band.video. Share those links, share this information, share the segments that we do. We're getting a great following on Gab. I've had so much trouble trying to get into Gab. I finally sort of found my passwords. I'll be on Gab from now on, but it's been really great seeing the outreach and the sharing of the information in a uncontrolled fashion. When we're on Gab, there's no shadow banning. There's no eliminating of the people that try to share our stuff. It really is incredible seeing alternative technology actually succeed in getting this information out there. It's so good. Now, we have a caller, Valerie in Delaware, and I sort of noticed what you're talking about. The comment that you have is that the oath of office that was given to Biden was incomplete. I was here live covering the inauguration when it happened, and it seemed short to me. When we were watching it, I was like, wait, was that the full oath? It seemed like it was missing something, but it sort of flew out of my mind as soon as it happened. I didn't think about it and didn't think to follow up on it, but I noticed a little incompleteness, a little inconsistency with what we saw. So Valerie in Delaware, tell us what you think happened here with the oath of office that was given to Biden.
Well, yesterday I tried to call in, but the lines were busy, and fortunately today I did. The legal implications of two different oaths of office, and you go back and look at the tapes, Harrison, and Kamala Harris got, as memory serves, the full and complete oath of office. However, in Joe Biden's oath of office, nowhere did he say to defend the United States and the Constitution against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And I believe, so help me God, something was changed in there because it went by kind of quick. And the implications of that, Joe Biden is going to get off scot-free because he didn't violate an oath.
Well, it seems like so. I'm doing some research here. I'm not sure how legitimate this source is, but it says According to the 20th Amendment of the Constitution, a president's term of office officially begins at noon on January 20th of the year following the election. In order to assume his or her duties, the president must recite the oath of office administered by the Chief Justice. The president-elect places his left hand on the Bible, raises his right hand, and takes the oath as directed by the Chief Justice. The oath, as stated in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 of the U.S. Constitution, is as follows. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, and I will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. But, and then it says that actually the vice president takes a longer one. The vice president oath is this. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance of the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office for which I am about to enter, so help me God. So I noticed that too, and I sort of just was like, well, if that was the wrong oath, somebody else is going to notice it. So I sort of didn't do the research myself. So I guess that's just what, it's just sort of a trick of our memory that we, you know, we hear the vice president one and it seems longer and more cohesive, and then the presidential one seems short to us, but that's because it is actually shorter and more truncated. So I think that may be the answer. It is, but it was a little suspicious, and I remember thinking it sounded strange on the day of. What do you think about that, Valerie?
Oh, I think it sounded very strange. I mean, with everything that's been going on, because I've been following the conspiracy since 1964.
Right. It's amazing that it literally is the same conspiracy having gone on since then. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. I mean, back when we lost silver coinage, I was telling people that we are going broke, and all my answer was, oh, I'm a crazy kid, didn't know what I was talking about, or right. This is America, and it can't happen here. And we're watching it.
Yeah, it really is shocking. I mean, what we've seen just in the last 4 years, it hardly pales in comparison to the 50-plus years that we've seen the slow degradation of our freedoms and the slow implementation of this globalist conspiracy. I mean, I have a friend who actually discovered, it's kind of a friend, but he was working on a documentary, and he was out in a farmhouse in West Texas somewhere, and he found a box of files that were seemingly receipts and other documents about the JFK assassination, and it included what he said were receipts from LBJ to known assassins. And he found this box and was like, oh my God. And he gave it to somebody else, said, hey, you might want to make a documentary about this. And that person who received the box suddenly started receiving calls from people saying, hey, you better not look into this. You better get rid of that stuff or else trouble's going to find you. And to me, it's amazing that, I mean, this was 50 years ago plus at this point that JFK was assassinated. So it would seem like, well, anybody involved is gone now. So, you know, who would care? Who's still around protecting this information? And then you have to realize it's the same organization. It goes through generations, but these same people are using the same tactics, and they still feel the need to protect the same information. And so even though they weren't involved, it's the same cabal. It's the same organizations. It's the same people who have helped implement this about from all the way back, you know, from the assassination of John F. Kennedy to today. They're still invested in protecting this information. And that's one of the things that President Trump was, you know, rumored to declassify that he didn't. But it's really incredible. It's great to have such an old school info warrior here, Valerie. Anything else you want to share with us?
Since you touched on the JFK assassination, I watched the procession in Dallas that day on TV. And my knowledge of firearms and the angle at which JFK was shot, he was shot from the front. Right. He was not shot from repository.
And of course, and we know that the term conspiracy theorist was coined by the CIA following that event to discredit alternative theories. Yeah.
And LBJ was into it up to his eyeballs, and everybody knew it, but nobody would touch it, just like today with what the Democrats pulled with the voting. But mark my words, the difference in that oath that Joe Biden took and the oath that Kamala Harris took, that is going to have some very serious implications.
Well, thank you so much for bringing our awareness to it. And, you know, once again, just tying this line, because we see both the similarities and the differences. Back then, the control of information was such that it was almost impossible to question JFK, but it was so obvious that the truth eventually came out. Whereas here, people are aware and they're able to question, they're able to get this alternative information out there. And instead of calling us conspiracy theorists, now they're calling us domestic terrorists. So we've moved on, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. It's really incredible stuff. I want to end today's program with this video, a little hype video to lead you into the Alex Jones Show. My name's Harrison Smith. This is American Journal. Thank you for another great week of programming. Here's Alex Jones.
Wind is filling my sails, and I'm on a journey where I'm supposed to go. I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla. And you've all chosen your lot with the devil, and I've chosen that I must take you on. It'll be this contest that defines us. It'll be these wars, these fights that make us who we are. Once we stop fearing the devil and start taking the devil on is the day we start living. And then you see the horizon. You realize God's in control. The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven. And it's that spirit that's going to prevail. They cannot chain this spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And they will never chain it because they know it's better than them. And that's why they spend all their time trying to chain down people that are strong. But if you ever get us down, you think you got me chained up? I'll chew my arms off and bite your neck off. You got the sacred right to defend yourself and to kill when other people are trying to kill your ass. You understand that? You understand me? You need to find your spirit and stop giving in to these devil worshipers. And you need to let them know that you will defeat them one way or another. I'm gonna get you. I'm coming for you.
The Resistance Not Video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com, band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.